Because you can handle the truth.
June 12th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs, my word, of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com. You will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. I also have an email list that one may join to receive a weekly announcement of the scheduled guest, and other special announcements. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 877-488-5350. My guest today is Julia Shopek. She is a patient advocate and the author of Honest Medicine, Effective, Time-Tested, Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. Her website is honestmedicine.com. Welcome to the program, Julia.
Deanna, thank you so, so much for having me.
Well, I've had your book for a while, and I'm glad that we could finally get our schedules connected so that we could visit with each other.
So am I. This is great.
There is nothing quite like a personal experience that makes people investigate things that are relevant to them. And this is what happened with you, with your husband, who had a very, very serious illness, had surgery. He underwent chemotherapy and radiation, and you just felt that there was something better, something more effective. And so you did what few people would do. You went on your own search for something better, correct?
Well, that is basically correct. Absolutely, Deanna. What happened was that my husband actually, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to say it, because when we are hit with a diagnosis of cancer, my husband had a brain tumor, we kind of get stuck, you know, even if we've been known to question all our lives. So for the first 5 years, basically, we did do surgery, chemo, radiation, and then I began to say, whoops, if I don't start investigating something that will help, you know, to make him feel better and to prolong his life, I'm not going to have him for too long a time. And that's when I started to do all this research that you talk about. And I found some amazing treatments, a lot of them nutritional. I found a nutritionist whose area was cancer, and boy, I think she helped to extend his life. But I found, you're right, I found lots of treatments, and my husband felt that they extended his life by 12 years. I mean, he was given a prognosis of 3 years, he lived 15, so we were pretty happy about that.
Certainly, and you're right, when we are in a state of trauma, it's very fine for us to say what we would do until that happens to us. And then we kind of revert to what we've always heard, that we must have certain treatments. And that's what we do. We run to the doctor or to the hospital. And unfortunately, it doesn't always work out real well. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Julia Shopek, after a word from our sponsors. Thank you.
RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Back. Our guest today is Julia Shopik. That is S-C-H-O-P-I-C-K. She is the author of Honest Medicine, Effective, Time-Tested, Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. And this book was published in, let me just open here, when was that published?
It was published in January of last year. And okay. By the way, it has just been gaining momentum, and I'm so happy that I'm on radio shows and people are actually getting help from the book. It's just like a gift to me.
That is wonderful, and you've used your experiences in your own life with your dear husband to now help other people. And thank you so much for the book, and I really appreciate it. And your website is honestmedicine.com, and people can get the book, excuse me, at Amazon and from the website. And so you branched out. It wasn't just cancer that you were concerned with, but you looked at other diseases that these same techniques, these four basic techniques that you talk about in the book, they not only helped your husband, but they also help with other diseases, correct?
Yeah. What basically happened, Deanna, is that, I don't want people to think I got my aha moment just like that, because it took me a while. But when we tried one treatment, my husband was not healing from a 2002 surgery, and through a doctor friend I found something that worked. It was called Silverlon. It's one of the treatments I feature in the book. And the thing was, Deanna, that doctors tried to poo-poo that anything I found would work. Do you know what I'm saying? That it wasn't something that they found. And this led me to believe that there's something bad going on in American medicine. And I set out to find other treatments, like Silverlon, you know, that work better than, in many cases, the treatments doctors use. And they had to be inexpensive also, because, you know, people go broke when they get sick, you know, using things that are very, very expensive. So I decided to find treatments that had been around for a long time. Nobody could call them anecdotal. You know, doctors love to say, oh, well, you were helped by this, but that's only anecdotal. So I looked for treatments that had been around for a long time that worked to treat life-threatening diseases. That was important to me, and that were inexpensive and that really, really had a track record. And I found three other treatments in addition to Silverlon. And they are, you know, they treat conditions, well, one of them treats just about every autoimmune disease. It doesn't work for everybody, but, you know, these are not snake oil that I'm writing about, but it treats lots of autoimmune diseases, multiple sclerosis, lupus, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease. I mean, low-dose naltrexone is quite incredible. And the other two are the ketogenic diet for pediatric epilepsy, and intravenous alpha-lipoic acid for, oh my goodness, it started out for liver disease. All of these have interesting stories, by the way, as to how they came into being and the patients that are using them. So it's kind of a circuitous way I came to write the book, but it was definitely meant to be that I try to educate people. I'm a former teacher. And you got to use your experience, no matter how painful, especially if it was painful, to help other people.
Of course. Now, you mentioned that the reason you started using the Silverlon, or that you discovered it and mentioned it to the doctor, your husband Tim had had surgery, and the surgery wasn't healing. And could you talk to us about that? I mean, he had, what was it, three or four other surgeries
to fix the original surgery. Oh, gosh, Deanna, you know, I kind of gloss over this, but I'm glad you're bringing it up. That was my husband's name, Tim. His skin had always been his Achilles heel. You know, during all of this time, he would, even from 1990, when he was 40 years old and had his first, you know, the brain tumor, his skin was difficult in healing. And then when he had many surgeries to work on things that weren't healing. I mean, it was quite frightening. Then in 2001, he had a recurrence of the tumor, and his skin would not heal, and the doctors did 8 extra surgeries just to try to get 2 pieces of skin that would heal. And that's when I just was frantic, and I was checking all over and researching. I became quite a researcher. And luckily, through a doctor friend that I met through a client I was working with, I found Silverlon. And it is an amazing treatment. Since the publication of my book, I've helped so many people to find Silverlon for non-healing wounds. And by the way, it was FDA approved for all non-healing wounds. But even my husband's doctors, as I said before, did not want to give Silverlon the credit. They wanted to say it was their treatments kicking in after.
It was all those 8 surgeries, right, that helped?
Oh, in their case, they thought, are you ready for this, Deanna? They thought it was the vancomycin that he had been on for 6 weeks. Vancomycin is an IV antibiotic. One doctor actually said, I know. I said to him, he came up to me, he made a point. I don't think, he said, that it was the treatment that you found, i.e. the Silverlon, that worked. And I was puzzled. I said, Bill, or whatever, I said, well, you know, what else could it be, you know? And he said, well, I think it was the vancomycin. And I said, but he's been on the vancomycin for 6 weeks. And he said, I will never forget these words, Deanna. Vanco is like that. It kicks in. I was stunned.
Oh, my word.
I mean,
and, of course, all of these surgeries cost money. Even if it was insurance money, it still costs money. And Silver Lawn was probably very relatively inexpensive, right?
So inexpensive. And the word that I love that's in my title, in the title of Honest Medicine, effective. All these other things, remember, you're right, they cost our insurance company an arm and a leg. But they hadn't been effective. And to me, this is scandalous. I hope I'm not being exaggerating, but that doctors, at least Tim's doctors, would not be curious. That's the word I wish more doctors had, curiosity. That they wouldn't be curious about how what worked. Because this is the dirty little secret with brain tumors, and that is that often the suture line doesn't heal, especially if it's a surgery that is performed after radiation, because radiation makes the skin fragile. I wish his doctors, if his doctors had been more curious, I perhaps wouldn't have written this book, because this book came about because I knew that patients have to find their own treatments in many cases. Not all, but in many.
Exactly. Exactly. And I believe that everybody should take responsibility for their own body and recognize what is good for them and not what is good for the doctor's pocketbook. And certainly, the medicine Silver Lawn, although you said that it was approved by the FDA, it was probably less expensive, but probably the pharmaceutical companies could not have put a patent on it. And therefore, it was not something that they were interested in. And doctors are often trained by the pharmaceutical companies, and they are limited by what they can do by the American Medical Association.
I think that's basically true. Isn't that sad?
It is.
You know, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, I mean it is a regulatory organization. And if you don't abide by their policies, then you are simply ostracized from the medical profession.
And, Deanne, a lot of doctors have gotten into trouble for trying things that were not, you know, the word is standard of care, that doctors want to see other doctors practice. And standard of care often is not good. All the standard of care means is that it's what's regularly practiced. Do you know what I mean? Or what's regularly used. And that's not always the best treatment.
Obviously.
So it's a sad state of affairs.
Yes. Well, my older brother had cancer, lung cancer. He was given 6 months to live, and he totally rejected their treatment, the doctor's treatment, and did his own thing, and he lived 5 years. He was productive during those 5 years, and he wouldn't have been alive if he had gone the direction that the doctors wanted him to.
And you're bringing up another important point without stating it directly, and that is you mentioned, I believe it was lung cancer.
Yes.
That's one that they just don't have really good results with their chemo and their radiation. They really don't. And I'll bet, am I correct in saying that they discouraged him from going along his own way and they wanted him to do chemo, or am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely. They wanted him to do what they wanted him to go with the very profitable treatment.
I know. And what kinds of treatments did he use?
He changed his diet. He took supplements that he read about. He did a lot of research and simply took responsibility for his own health, and it paid off.
And that's one of the messages of my book, of Honest Medicine. Another message is follow your gut. We often know when something the doctor is doing is not working, but somehow we get very passive. And that's a big message of my book. But the treatments, you know what's so wonderful about the treatments I write about? They have patient advocates that are championing them. And patients and the internet are really making a difference in healthcare.
Absolutely. All righty, we do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Julia Shopik, after a word from our sponsors.
¶¶ As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Today is Julia Shopek. She is a patient advocate and the author of Honest Medicine. Her website is honestmedicine.com. I believe that we live in a society where we are somewhat intimidated by authority and perhaps overimpressed by higher education. Many mothers used to treat their children for some of the things that they now run to the doctor with. And we've kind of given over our responsibility to other people to make decisions for us when we could, with a little bit of investigation, such as you did, although I think you probably did a whole lot of investigation, but I think that we, as I say, turn over the responsibility for decisions to other people.
We do. And you know what really surprises me? And that is some of the people that I would never, ever, ever think would do that. You know, people that are very savvy in most of their life, very smart, and when they get sick or when a loved one gets sick, they just listen to the doctor. And when I mention one of the treatments in my book, well, for instance, with multiple sclerosis, low-dose naltrexone has such a wonderful track record, and I'll mention it to somebody, and they'll say, well, you know, if it were so great, my doctor would know about it. And that's not true. That's just not true. I heard you laugh. You're right to laugh. It's
yeah.
not true. And they'll say the same, you know, and it's funny, with not funny, but sad. There have been studies, you know, with low-dose naltrexone. And I'll tell you the story of low-dose naltrexone in a minute if you'd like, if you think your listeners would be interested.
Of course.
But it's very, very interesting because there have been studies, small studies, albeit, because as you pointed out, you really alluded to this, if the FDA, big trials are done, you know, with the thousands of people, jacks the price of the drug way up. That's why, you know, the drug companies say they have to, recoup their costs of the clinical trials. So, you know, you're between a rock and a hard place. They're using these expensive drugs that, yeah, they're FDA approved, but they often don't work as well as these as a off-label, inexpensive treatment like low-dose naltrexone. And may I tell the story of low-dose naltrexone?
Oh, please do.
You know, it has a very interesting history because here we've been saying how doctors are usually not curious. There was a doctor who, he recently died, and his name was Dr. Bernard Bahari, and he was working with people with AIDS patients. He was a very big, very, very high up in the government, you know, in New York, and he was working with AIDS patients who, as you know, often AIDS patients will have a drug problem too, you know, that they got AIDS and it was a combination of kinds of things. And he found that there was a drug FDA approved for at 50 milligrams called naltrexone. And he found that when he gave it to people with AIDS, their condition improved. But at that high a dose, it was not feasible to take it because it had all sorts of side effects. So he started, remember I said he was curious? He started to play around with different doses, and he found that at 4.5 milligrams, I think it was first three, I think I misspoke, 4.5 is what most people take now, but in the beginning, Dr. Bahari found that 1.75 and then 3 really, really raised endorphin levels, and as he pointed out, it modulated the immune system. And his daughter's friend, had a condition called multiple sclerosis. And at that time, this was in the 80s, there was no treatment out there for MS. And he said, well, why don't we try this low-dose naltrexone? You know, this low dose of this drug that was used for drug addicts at 50 milligrams. Why don't we try this on her? And her symptoms stopped progressing. And then he became almost like, in the alternative medicine field, almost like a rock star. Word got around, and this was before the big days of the internet, and people started coming to him and consulting with him. And he found that it worked also on rheumatoid arthritis, and it worked on conditions that were categorized by a disturbed immune system. And the beautiful thing about low-dose naltrexone, beautiful as far as I'm concerned, is the patients have taken it on. And I don't know if people, do your listeners, do you think, go on Facebook a lot?
I don't know. Probably, well, I don't go on Facebook, but I don't know what the listeners do.
Well, you know what? If they do, oh, I'm sorry, go on.
I think Facebook is, I think that I have a lot of questions about it.
I do too.
Should post all those very personal things on, for the world to see. I think that's stupidity.
I can definitely see your point, and sometimes they post things I'm not interested in knowing about. You know, like I went to the store today. You know, that's just downright crazy. But I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the more personal kinds of things.
Right.
But
now, I believe in Facebook for businesses, for networks. For instance, RBN has a Facebook. And
yes.
I'm sure that our listeners go to RBN Facebook. But the Facebook that I am opposed to are the personal ones where people go on and they talk about all their friends, what they had for dinner last night, who they're sleeping with, all kinds of stupid personal
things. I totally agree with you.
Right. Okay, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is Julia Shopek. She is the author of Honest Medicine. Her website is honestmedicine.com. And you were talking about, before we went to the break, we were talking about Facebook, but you also mentioned that even the intelligent, astute people that are very aware of what's going on in other areas are very vulnerable when they get sick. And
they are.
That you're a vulnerable person. You're especially if you are so sick that you can't make decisions for yourself, that somebody else has to. So it isn't just the patient. It's the patient's family.
And by the way, if the patient's family doesn't, you know, it's at a certain point, you're absolutely right, the patient's family has to kick in. By the way, about Facebook, all I was saying is that there are so many groups where people talk about these treatments. And they disseminate information about these treatments, and
that's fabulous.
And
yes.
By the way, you will never, if you go on my Facebook page, I will never talk about what I'm doing today. I promise. Okay. Except
thank
for
you.
One thing, I'm going to promote our radio show. If that's okay with you.
Perfectly wonderful. Yes, we just don't want to know what you ate for breakfast.
I don't want you to know. And you know, you know this is Facebook. You know how I like to talk about it, and I don't want to give it too much more publicity. But Facebook, just substitute the word or the words the world. People use it the way they use it. And if they're shallow, I hate to say this, they're going to tell you what they did all day because they don't have anything else to talk about, right?
But sometimes they're
talking about important things in some of these groups. And I'm just delighted that people are spreading the word about the low-dose naltrexone and the ketogenic diet. It's amazing. There's even a Facebook group for the patients at Johns Hopkins who have benefited from the ketogenic diet, which is another one of the treatments I write about. And these patients from Johns Hopkins write about their successes, which is wonderful to share that kind of information.
Right. Let's talk about the naltrexone just a little bit more. You talk about the autoimmune diseases such as MS, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and Crohn's disease. And these, particularly Crohn's disease, seems to be increasing, and I think it's been over the last 30 years, that there are so many people that I know personally who have Crohn's disease. It seems to run in, for instance, in one neighborhood close to me, I have a friend, and I said, have you ever attempted to determine in your own neighborhood how many people are affected with Crohn's disease? And so she went about and, you know, asked questions and whatnot, and found that there were several people in her neighborhood with Crohn's disease. And, you know, these are all autoimmune. This has to do with the immune system. What exactly do you think, in your research, what do you think is attacking the immune system of so many people that all of these diseases are becoming so rampant?
Now, before I answer, I want to point out I'm not a doctor, and I'm just going by what I see. I think
Sure.
it's the kinds of things we're doing to ourselves, you know, and big corporations are certainly helping this along by giving us foods that are absolutely not food, you know, not real food. You know, they're filled with all sorts of chemicals and things, and the chemicals in the air we breathe, the water we drink. I think our immune systems are just being shot. That's what I think. And
right.
it's very interesting because you mentioned Crohn's. I think that all the autoimmune diseases are on the rise, and this is so interesting in that the treatments that I write about in An Honest Medicine, they work on this kind of condition that modern medicine, with quotes around it, doesn't seem to have, they don't have a handle on it, on these autoimmune diseases. So it's, but you're right. And Crohn's, by the way, is one where Penn State, there are some doctors at Penn State, Jill Smith and Ian Zagan, who've actually done some studies where low-dose naltrexone did wonderfully for Crohn's disease. So if you have friends that have it, I would be so much willing, more than willing, happy to send them the studies, you know, to take to their doctors, if they would be open to it.
Oh, that would be lovely.
I would. And anyone who wants to write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com, I'm happy to send any information that they would like to see, you know, where I can help out in any way.
The other thing, too, in addition to the foods that we eat, the way that we prepare foods. Since the use of microwave ovens came into I don't know when they became popular, but microwave ovens basically zap all of the vitamins out of the person's food, and so they are eating food that is basically useless.
Yep, and you know what else does that? Even more so, if not about the same, is canning things because they raise the heat to such a degree that, you know, there have been people who have said, experts who have said that those foods sometimes are not worth much either. So we're zapping the nutrients out of foods. We're also putting, all sorts of pesticides on them, on our fruit and on, it's kind of appalling. And I forget which country it is. I think it's France that will not import any of the foods that are grown here. So what does that tell you?
No surprise there.
No.
Oh, goodness. Our producer said that microwave ovens became popular, at least were introduced in 1955, which I didn't realize they were that came into being that early.
Were they popular that early? I don't
probably
remember.
Probably not.
Them. I think they were probably invented then.
Yes, yes. I don't use a microwave oven, and I used to can a lot of, do a lot of home canning, which I think is safer than the stuff that you buy at the store. But still, you do introduce a lot of heat to a product, and you have to ask yourself, well, what's that doing to the vitamins and minerals?
Yep. And I think that it's something we should really, really be looking at. And a lot of people are looking at it, but there are other things. You asked what I thought caused a lot of this. I think also, I know I'm bringing up a very hot topic, but I'm not so sure that vaccines don't hurt the immune system. And,
exactly.
I'm quite sure they do. But, again,
yes.
I'm not an expert on that. But, my God, that Jenny McCarthy has been doing quite a job, a good job spreading the word about that.
Indeed. They are terrible because, basically, they do destroy the immune system. Because if you pump all of that, they're live viruses into a child's body. Their immune system simply cannot handle that onslaught of viruses.
Absolutely. And, Dr. Bert Berkson, one of the heroes of my book, Honest Medicine, he's the pioneer of intravenous alpha lipoic acid for liver disease and other diseases, too. He says that, he'll watch people come into his office who have autoimmune diseases, and a lot of them have had hip replacements, knee replacements. And this is something that I know isn't documented, but, here we have a doctor, who treats a lot of autoimmune diseases in addition to liver disease, and he's noticing. So this could be also that this kind of, replacement of body parts can cause some immune deficiencies, some autoimmune diseases. That would be very interesting to study it, but I'm not so sure that, I think that his noting it is just interesting.
Perhaps it affects the bone strength or the joint strength, and that's why they have to have replacements?
Whatever, but he finds that later they will develop these autoimmune diseases. And this
really?
Is quite, yeah. It's not that they had them before. But he thinks that it's something, and I don't want to quote him, but he has told me that it's just a curious, how a curious doctor will look at what, will take note of these things.
Sure.
And
What was his name?
Bert Berkson, Berkson. And his story is extremely interesting. He writes the intro to my book, and he also contributes a chapter. And two of his patients, Mary Jo Bean and Paul Mares, contributed chapters to the book. And his story is also extremely interesting. Another doctor who went outside the mainstream and is now helping people right and left. What he found was that in the, I believe it was late 70s, he was an intern, and people came into this prestigious medical center that he was working at with end-stage liver disease from eating poisonous mushrooms. And he was told to just watch these patients die. And he
right.
said, I couldn't
yeah,
do
I
it.
I read about that. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. So he called a friend of his at the NIH, National Institutes of Health, and he said, is there anything that you know of that will regenerate a liver, livers, organs? And this doctor, Dr. Fred Barter, said, yeah, as a matter of fact, we're working with something called alpha-lipoic acid delivered intravenously, and we're working on it for diabetic neuropathy. That's the lack of feeling in the extremities from diabetes.
Uh-huh.
But it seems to have a great effect on liver. So he sent him some of this intravenous alpha-lipoic acid, Dr. Berkson, infused it into some patients that had come in with, as I said, liver poisoning from the mushrooms, end-stage liver disease, and they started to get better. And what do you think? Do you think the doctors were happy about this?
Of course not.
No. They were furious. And they actually even told him, I don't know why I'm laughing. It's kind of a sad laugh, you know. They
sure.
told him, don't you ever do that again. We told you to do one thing. We told you to mark down and talk about in your notes how these people died, and here they're going to live. You know, what's going on here? Don't ever do it again. The next weekend, more people with mushroom poisoning came in, and Dr. Berkson defied their orders again. And again, their livers started to repair themselves. And Dr. Berkson is very funny when he says, not funny, I'm using the wrong word, he says, luckily for me, the National Institutes of Health was fascinated by what I was doing. So the hospital couldn't fire him, you know.
Wow. Well, what I'm interested in is why were all these people eating these mushrooms? Now, was this up in Minnesota?
You know what? I think it was in Ohio, but nobody's ever asked me that before, Deanna.
I'm thinking, you had some great just stop eating mushrooms.
Now, wait a minute. Mushrooms are good, but you know what we should say? Don't, you know, it's so funny. It was the Amantadina or something. I'm pronouncing it wrong, and I can send people an article about this mushroom and Dr. Berkson as well. But I looked it up, and this mushroom, no wonder they ate it. It was so beautiful. You know, red with little white spots. They must have thought, you know, oh, we're having a real prize of a mushroom. And, boy, it was poisonous. So, no, you shouldn't be going on a little trip, you know, walks and eating the mushrooms. No. You're absolutely right. But nobody asked me that before about what state.
Okay. Well, that is interesting. And here he saved the original couple's life and got in trouble for it, basically. I mean, isn't that what doctors are supposed to do, is to save people's lives?
And you know what was so cute? He's one of these people, you would love him. He's got this little twinkle kind of, you know, personality. He goes, he says to them, I thought I was supposed to save lives. You know? And, of course, you know, they thought of that as back talk, I'm sure. But that's the oath he took, to be very serious. He took an oath to do no harm and to save lives. And this is the oath that I wish more doctors would remember. You know, they take the oath when they become doctors, the Hippocratic Oath, but I just, you know, I don't know. And I'm just so thrilled, though, when people talk, you know, and say all doctors are terrible, I'm so happy to be able to point out the ones I know, because I grew up in a family where my dad was a doctor, and he did not like his fellow doctors. And, you know, he basically told me that they were money hungry, and you know, but I always am so glad when I meet and hear about doctors who are like my dad. My dad was a good doctor, you know, who really care about patients mm-hmm. and don't care about making a lot of money. It's a kind of a special gift because you know that they had to fight the system to stay that way.
Sure.
So I like talking about the good ones, too.
Of course. And there are many, many good doctors. And some of them have actually left the practice in order to be able to help people, which
yes.
is pretty awful. They have to leave the practice of medicine in order to help people medically.
Well, you know what? Or they can do like Dr. Berkson did. He left institutional medicine. He knew that if he stayed, you know, with the big famous hospitals, that he wouldn't be able to do his thing, you know? So he has a practice in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and he's a happy man. People come to him from all over the world. And, you know, so he may not be, you know, known by people in the profession as much. But by the way, he has an MD and a PhD. These people I write about in Honest Medicine are no rinky-dink kinds of doctors, you know. They just didn't fit in the main into a cookie-cutter approach.
I think it's more important to be known to a lot of patients who are very, very satisfied with their treatment than to be known as somebody associated with a wonderful hospital.
You got it. You got it. And, you know, I wish my dad were alive because he would be very curious about the treatments I write about in Honest Medicine. He never, you know, he was one of the first doctors, this was back in the 50s and 60s, who would not give antibiotics every time a person asked for it. You know, parents would come in, oh, Johnny has a cold, please give him an antibiotic. The antibiotics were new then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would say, one day, Johnny could become antibiotic resistant. I won't do it. And what has happened today, Deanna? People are antibiotic resistant.
And there are so many other things that antibiotics do to a person. The side effects and all the rest. Okay, we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
RBN listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Today is Julia Shopik, and she is the author of Honest Medicine. Her website is honestmedicine.com, and I'm quite certain your dad would be well pleased with your activities, and I have sense that he probably knows about them.
You're so sweet. You know what? people think you're bringing up a lot of points that nobody else has brought up, which I love, Deanna. But when people hear that my dad was a doctor, they don't even, you know, let me go the rest of the way about how he didn't like his fellow doctors. They go, oh, now we understand why, you know, you're doing what you're doing. I go, whoa, 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 my dad would love what I'm doing. And
oh,
as you said,
absolutely.
You know, and my mom, too. I have a video. If you go on Honest Medicine, just go to speaking and click on it, and you'll see. I tell the story of how I really, really was brought up to be suspicious of the medical profession. And one of the stories I love to tell is that my mom, her mother, my grandma Julia, whom I was named for, in 1928 was diagnosed by Charles Mayo, you know, the Charles
yes.
Mayo of the Mayo Clinic, with
yes.
colon cancer. And she was told that she had 6 months to live. My grandpa, who's kind of like me, you know, or I should say I was like my grandpa, because my goodness, he's been dead years, he said, like heck she does. And he started researching. Now, this was before the Internet. This was almost before, you know, I like to say even before the printed word, but that's not true. Anyway, he found a treatment in Germany which was the first radiation treatments, and they did them in those days. They did it differently. They did it with oxygen, which they still don't do here. And my grandma went, and she lived an extra 10 years or 11 years. And the way I told it in the video that's on my website is, and every year my mom likes to tell the story about how Grandma Julia sent New Year's cards to Charles Mayo, to Dr. Mayo, every year until he died. She outlived Dr. Mayo.
Oh, my.
And so I was taught to be very, very suspicious. And my mom is still alive at 95, and she was the major editor, you know, finding typos in my book. And she's sharp as a tack, and she doesn't take any drugs. So I come from stocks that...
Amazing.
She's amazing, you know.
That is really amazing. Now, you say your dad did not just dispense with antibiotics the minute somebody came into with a sick child, and I think that's very good because you can also build up a resistance to them, but you can also become deadly allergic to some of these things.
Yeah.
I had taken one antibiotic before, maybe two or three times, and I took it in November, or at least they administered it to me in November, and I had an anaphylactic shock and almost died. So
yeah.
It's, you know, it's a terrible thing when your system, I think your system, your body knows what is good for it and what isn't, and it will tell you by the way that it reacts to what you put into it.
I think you're right.
We do have to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a station ID.